Bank of Cardiff. This is Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, this is Sergio, man. Calling Auto Sales from Piedmont.
Yeah, hey, Sergio. How's it going?
Hey, good, good. Hey, I just went to the bank and pulled out my payment.
Okay.
And, you know, since March, I pulled out 7 payments.
Okay. Perfect.
So, I just wanted to let you know what I mean, because I'm not in my office.
Okay,
I just
want
to see if you can give me, a rough, estimate, just by talking. I just want to, see on the, average ledger balance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you each one of those. Just, but I know I have to send them to you, but I just want to, just to see where I'm at.
Okay, yeah.
Can I do that?
Well, it kind of, see, the thing is, I don't get to come up with that stuff. That's more like my underwriting department. I'm kind of just here to let you know what the different programs are and to see if you'd be a good fit. And then once I get, like, all that paperwork in, I put together your file. I put the tax returns, your bank statements, and the application all into your file in our system here. And then I send that over to my underwriting department. Or not send it over, but let them send the email to them, letting them know that your file is ready to be submitted to them, and then that's who kind of gets to decide that part. So, that's kind of not really where I'm at. I mean, I wish I could help you out there and do that for you, but it's kind of just out of my expertise, to be honest with you. I don't want to lie to you or nothing here, but that's just kind of the way it works.
So what by submitting that's all you need, just the bank statements for right now.
The bank statements, your tax return. Yeah, your tax return, your bank statements, and that application that I sent you.
Okay. The credit application is right there on the link you sent me, right?
I attached it. You don't click the link and fill it out that way, because I need your hard signatures. But if you look at the email, there's an attachment with the application. So if you could just print that out and fill it out.
From 2015, right?
Yep. And that sure that's your business one though for me. Business tax return.
Yes. Which one do you need? A schedule. Which one schedule? There's like letters to each.
What was that? What do you mean? I just need the first two pages of the business tax return.
Oh, the first two pages?
Yeah.
For the business. Oh, okay.
Yeah, just
and
so I can see.
The application and the statements, right?
Yep. So that way with the, I can see on the tax return, I really just need to be able to see the ownership breakdown of your company, so I can see that you're the 100% owner, and then I could see your gross annual sales that way also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you could shoot that all over to me, in the next hour or so, I'll be able to get your file all together, and we should have you some answers by tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, let me try to do that, then, because I was just checking the website, and it's a company that's big enough to... How long you guys been doing in business?
Close to 15 years. Yeah. We really started changing up our programs and everything, though, after 2008, when the big banks started, neglecting smaller businesses, just making it a lot harder for them to get money. Yeah, so, if you can shoot that over my way, fill out the application, sign it, and then fax it or scan it back and email it to me, I'll get everything in today, entered in, and I'll have you some answers, hopefully, by tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to fax everything.
Oh, you're going to fax everything. Okay. Did you have the fax number there on the email already?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Well, just make sure you put attention to Kyle, too, for me. That way they know to send it directly to me.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle.
Yeah. Any other questions while you have me here?
Not really. I mean, I just want to tell you my ledger. I think I have a good statements, but I don't know how you guys based it on.
From what you were telling me on the phone, I feel like, if your ledgers, as long as you aren't having any negatives, if you're in the positives, that's really a huge plus. So if in the last 6-7 months, if you have a positive balance on your ending balances, that's really what we're looking for.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was kind of ready to you, just quickly, you know, so that way you can see. See, for March, it was 5,400.
Okay. 5,400.
Yeah, for April, 10,700.
10,700, okay.
And for...
May.
For May, 15,800.
15,800, all right.
For June, 13,000.
13,000?
Yeah, and let's see.
July?
And July, 9,500.
Okay.
And for August 1st, I mean for month of August, 14.
14.
Yeah, 14? And then and for September, only 5,500.
5,500. Okay. So let me take a hold on 1 second for me. Just look at this over my head. Yeah. Well, from everything you're asking for and looking to do, it sounded like you know, there's no negatives. You have, you know, on average, right around probably close to 7,500 to 8,000 per month. From the looks of that there, we should be able to get you a pretty good approval on some of our top tier programs, to be honest with you. I know you're looking, you know, hopefully around maybe
35, but if I can get, you know, the most of it, that way I can start, you know, grow my business, because, you know, I also think, you know, expand my business.
No, yeah, definitely. That's what I understand, and that's a really big thing too. That we were able to see that last year you were at 400 or 200, and now that it's already September and you're at 450, like you're saying. So we really take that into huge consideration, just due to that fact right there.
And then you know what, Kyle, you think it's good. I don't know if it's good or not, or. You know, I have a disclosure page from my system from all my sales.
Okay.
I know you guys don't ask for that, but I don't know if you'll help a little bit. You know what I mean? Because there's a software that I have on my computer, and all the sales tax, everything is calculated right there.
Oh, for your entire year so far, for your year to date,
yes,
really?
Yes, exactly.
Well, yeah, if you want to include that, I will put that in your file, and the only thing it'll do is strengthen it. So, you know, it'll only help you more.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, it's a system that, you know, it's like QuickBooks, but it's everything in shape. Whatever, you know, it'll tell you right there how many cash sales, how many outsize.
Yeah, well, definitely. That would be great. That would help us too. Perfect. That'll show us that you're on track to that you're already beating that too. So yeah, if you want to include that, sure, that'll be great.
Yeah, and I'm just putting all the trust on you, Kyle, because, you know, there's a lot of companies. I don't know what to expect. You know.
No, yeah, and I'm telling you, I'm going to get everything together in this file, and I'm going to take it to my underwriters, and I'm going to have them get you, you know, the best approval we can. I'm going to have them do, you know, go through all of our avenues and do what's possible to, you know, get you lined up and get you some cash to, because I know it's going to help you a bunch. As soon as you get in a little bit of extra money, you're going to be able to, cars.
And the other thing got my attention from this company, that it's in San Diego, so it's in California.
Yep, and that's...
So they understand, they understand. I mean, I think that they will understand that I'm in California. You know, California right now is booming, especially here in the Bay Area. You know what I mean?
Of course, yeah, exactly. And we, you know, we take all those factors into consideration.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm doing it too, because I know they know I'm in California too, so I have potential, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, of course. And yeah, that's nothing but helping you out right there. And we do look at everything like that, and you know, we understand that it does take money to make money. So by helping you out here, we're assuming that, you know, you're going to be, you're a smart man. You've run this business for quite some time, you know. You're doing well.
Right. But it's taking me, you know, hard time, man. I mean, believe me, it's hard. It's hard to be a business owner.
No, yeah, I do. I deal with people like yourself all day long, and I sometimes I don't know how you guys get through the days. I mean, I know there are the ups and the downs, but you guys have got a lot to deal with, a lot on your plate there. So, and you know, dealing with financing.
But at the end of the day, I think it's it's worth it. You know what I mean? You feel good about yourself when you.
Of course, yeah. You built something from the ground up that's your complete own, and you know it's yours. You know, it's kind of like another kid of yours, in a way.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, Kyle. So let me see if I can. If I can submit this today, which is, I'm not going to have a problem. I'll submit everything, and I'll put attention to Kyle and see what you can offer me, man. You know what I mean?
Definitely. That's what I'm going to do for you. If you could just send me over a couple things today, that'll help. I'll get those in your file, and I could get started working on those. And then by the time you have time to send me the rest of the stuff, I'll hopefully have it halfway, maybe three quarters of the way finished up. You get me the rest of the paperwork. Even if it's a little bit of a time, it'll get a head start on this. And, you know, hopefully if it all works out, by the end of the week, we should have you some cash.
All right. All right. Thank you, Kyle.
Yep, no worries. Thank you. I look forward to hearing from you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.